You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First one in today, Jeremy, is this dude named Bradley. Hello, Bradley.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good, Bradley.
It's been a good day. The calls have been good. The text messages have been good. So don't screw it up, Bradley, because it's been going really well so far. So,
I try my best, guys.
What are you doing?
We have to rely on you.
What are you doing today, Bradley?
I got a couple appointments I got to go to. Might get a little haircut trim up.
What's your appointments?
It's got the haircut trim up. I think I'm going to go do that later today.
That's it, huh?
I might grab a lunch with a buddy of mine. We'll go get some food. That's about it.
You got a pretty chill day, man.
Yeah, it's not too bad at all.
Get that haircut trim up.
Are you working today or no?
No, not today.
Don't be crazy. He's got to get that haircut trim up today.
Got to look good, right?
Yeah.
How often do you get your haircut trim up? How often?
Got this membership thing, so I can go as often as I want.
How often do you go?
Once a week, I try.
Once a week for a haircut trim up?
Once a week?
10-minute trim up. It gets around the ears, the neckline,
That's a good
little bit of this, little bit of that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. What's that costing you? Is it like a monthly membership, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's like $50-$60 a month. Not too bad at all.
That's not bad considering like a haircut anymore for a guy is like $45. So if you can go in any time.
$60 a month. And you go every week.
Is this a chain or through somebody that's just like a independent barber?
Yeah, it's that Scissors and Scotch.
Scissors and Scotch. Okay. Scissors and Scotch. Because guys can't do anything without drinking. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little cheesy.
Like the one they promote that they're like sports thing. They have TVs up so they can run the dumb guys watch their sports.
I can't do anything unless football's on.
Sorry. It's really stupid.
Stupid. That's why you're going is just to get your scotch. Bradley.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why you're not working and you're just laying around all day.
Scotch is not free, is it?
With your haircut. So here's the thing.
With the haircut
you get
trim up.
One full haircut. You get one. No, not with the trim ups.
Oh.
With the full haircut, you get one haircut every 5 weeks.
Okay.
And you get a drink, but you can go in for trim ups as much as you want. So it's pretty nice.
Oh, trim ups, but no drinks.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
But every 5 weeks, you get a glass of scotch while you're in there getting wasted.
Yeah, and massage your face a little bit, put some wax on your fingers. It's nice.
Wax on your fingers? What does that
mean? Why do you want wax on your fingers?
It makes it nice and soft. Hmm.
Do you have a job, Bradley, and you're just not doing it today? Or are you unemployed? What's the story?
Guys, I do a little this, a little that. It's odd jobs to pick up.
Little this, little that. And he looks good while he's doing it, too, with that trim-up haircut.
Are you a criminal, Bradley?
No. Not that I know of.
What's a little this, little that mean? Is it
you sound shady to me.
Are you selling cocaine?
I do jobs for people. They ask me to walk their dogs, clean their yards.
You're like a jack-of-all-trades kind of guy.
How do you pay for your mortgage or your rent?
I live with someone and he's kind of taking care of me right now.
Hey, that's nice.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay. How do I work that?
Yeah.
is this a friend or more than a friend?
A lover?
No, that's a friend. Just a friend. No. It's
just a friend.
It's a guy.
And he's taking care of you. What does he get out of it?
For him, I do a little this, little that. You know?
I bet you do. After that glass of scotch, I bet too.
Uh-huh.
He's like, when's haircut day?
I cook, I do some cleaning. I take care of the place.
All right.
Okay. How old are you, Bradley?
27.
Bradley, you have a very chill lifestyle. I would imagine your blood pressure is extremely low, and you're living your best life. Good for you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
What is your plan for your life long term?
Yeah, a little this, little that.
No, I don't want little this, little that. You might got to have some sort. Do you have any kind of plan for long term for your life?
Long term?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, own a business, maybe start up my own handyman thing, hire some people to help out. Yeah.
When are you going to start this business?
Yeah, we're kind of in the works, building up our clientele as we speak.
Okay, very good.
Good for you. Go for it, man. Get it
All right, Bradley, let's play Rattle Off. You ready to give it a shot?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. I will say to the people who are holding, that's Miles, Amy, and Ruben.
Ruben!
Please stay on the line. Even if Bradley gets it, we want to talk to all of you. We'll see how Bradley does here. Bradley, don't call me Brad. 10 seconds, Bradley. Give us five famous people. These can be present day, history, alive, dead. We don't care. We're looking for five famous people. We have to have heard of them. Whose name is either Dave or David. Five famous people named Dave or David. Ready? And go.
David Goggins, David Blaine, David Copperfield, David West, the basketball player, Dave Matthews from the band.
Oh, there you go.
I believe you, this man.
I don't know the basketball one, but
who's David Goggins?
Oh, you don't know Goggins? Goggins is the man. Goggins is this former Navy SEAL.
Oh, I know him. I just looked him up. He's a marathon runner. He does the ultra marathons.
Yeah, he's like a mindset coach. He's
jacked.
Bad boy.
Yeah. A bad boy. Yeah. Does he get a trim up once a week, do you think?
No, he's bald. He's bald.
Well, you gotta shave it, though. I mean, does he do that himself, or does he go in so he can get the wax on his fingers?
If I meet him one day, I'll ask him for you.
Bradley, you are a winner!
Go, Bradley. Right. Go, Bradley.
And you know what? With the prize we give you, you also get a glass of scotch. So stand by. I'm lying. I'm totally lying. Stand by. Josh is going to tell you about your prize. Okay, buddy?
Bye, Bradley.
Thank you.
See you later. Uh-huh.
You're welcome. Hold on. Don't go away.
What a guy. What a life that Bradley's got. What a life. Yeah. This soft
All right, we still have Miles, Amy, and Ruben to talk to, though. Miles, do you wish you had Bradley's life?
No, absolutely not.
I'm kind of the same. Yeah. I don't want to be living with some guy and having him, quote, take care of me. I don't want that.
He might be a good cook, though. We don't know.
Yeah,
and he's fixing things, whatever that means.
You know what that means, Miles.
You know what?
You know.
Listen, you know, Miles, do you think I was off base when I asked him if he was a criminal?
No, that guy sounded sketchy, but I will say, wow, he killed it at Rattle Off. I would not have gotten that one.
Yeah,
so.
He did good.
I think it's because Jeremy pointed out, you know, that his blood pressure is like 90/40 or something like that.
I don't think he's sketchy. He's just chill. he's just floating through life, man. It's all good.
But, yeah, but let's smart, just be honest.
None of us would be surprised
if we found out that he was a criminal. We would not be shocked.
No, not shocked. Yeah.
What were you saying, Miles?
I would say he did really well. I don't think most people would get the
Daves
number
the
for
Daves.
Celebrities. Yeah. So he did really well.
Miles, what do you do, sir, for a living?
Yeah, you guys, I called him about 5 months ago. I'm an investor relations person for private equity hedge funds. So.
Oh, okay.
Hedge fund dude. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Ask you what kind of car you drive?
Yeah, I was the one that said I didn't have a car, and you made fun of me, and Jeremy said I eat goldfish in the back when my wife drives me around.
That seems about right. That seems like something I would have said. Yeah, okay. Right,
have we ever made fun of people before? I don't recall ever making fun of people.
Yeah, Jeremy never makes fun of anyone.
Yeah, never, ever, right.
You know, sometimes, Miles, you people are just too easy of a target.
You're kind of begging for it, really.
Say you're just too easy.
So in the last 5 months, have you purchased a car for yourself?
No.
Nope.
Was that a yep or a
nope?
That's a no.
No, you haven't. Okay.
No. All right. He's not buying a car.
Not at all.
His wife's still going to drive him around.
Yep. She's, speaking of people taking care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm looking at Toyota Tacoma right now, so we'll see.
Oh, nice.
I like the Tacoma. Yeah. That's
nice.
A good
choice. The new body style is pretty sharp.
Hmm. Yeah, they're nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Do you have a wife?
Yeah, absolutely.
She drives him around.
I didn't know if I was just pulled that out of my butt. And
no, he said she drives
or...
him around. So
all right.
She's my babysitter.
I feel like he's not kidding.
I also feel that way, very much so. How long have you guys been together?
Over 10 years.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
What do you love the most about her?
She puts up with me, I guess.
Oh, it's got to be something else.
No, she's caring. She's a nurse, so she's always looking out for, like, everyone's best interest. So, she's amazing.
It's always nice to have somebody in the medical profession in your back pocket or very close to you for, like, any issues or questions. Or yeah. Like, just the other day, my daughter hit her face on the bleachers at one of the high schools.
And
my dad was there, you know, former fire chief, paramedic, all that.
To
for
staunch
50
the blood.
Years, and he jumped right in and started taking care of her. You know, it's nice to have the people that know what to do in that situation. And that's your wife,
man. Agreed.
Hold on to her.
Yeah. My mom's a nurse, too, so.
Yeah.
Funny thing about Jeremy's dad, when he was running over to help Lila, he was making, like, siren sounds.
He did.
He
totally did.
I
was like, Dad,
so
you're not in
funny.
The, no, not anymore.
He makes siren sounds.
You're retired. Stop it. Like,
where'd you meet this wife of yours, Miles?
She approached me at a bar.
Yeah.
What was her opening line? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was, why are you standing here all alone by yourself?
Did you say, because I'm a big loser?
I got no friends and I'm a man, baby.
I got no car.
I don't have a car.
I'm going to stand here until someone gives me a ride.
I have bad breath.
You guys made fun of me the exact same way last time.
Well, that was good. Will, Miles.
This is round two, dude.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time believing you work. When you say you work for a hedge fund, do you, like, clean up at the end of the day? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, totally. You know, just providing them with the trash and the toilet paper, you know.
There you go. All right.
No, not at all.
Do you have kids?
No kids.
No kids, huh?
He's the kid.
True.
Yep.
Sitting at home watching Paw Patrol all day.
How old are you, Miles?
37.
Okay. You're getting up there.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've enjoyed making fun of you again, so we'll talk to you again in about another 5 months, you think?
Yeah, that sounds great, man.
All right, buddy.
You're
good
a good sport, Miles. Thank you for being on the show, buddy, okay?
Yeah, thank you, guys.
See you, bud.
All right. I love our listeners.
Good guys.